Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Kahir Chiste with the evening news. The headlines. Governor La Ganesan underscores significance of integrating modern technology with traditional learning. Four injured in clash between villages along Meluri-Kifri border. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton appeals for peace and harmony amid land dispute violence. And Myanmar earthquake debt toll crosses 2,000. Indian agencies begin rescue operations. Now the news in detail. Governor La Ganesan underscored the significance of integrating modern technology with traditional learning to create a dynamic educational environment that prepares students to navigate the complexities of the modern world. Speaking after inaugurating the Dr. Keshav Baliram Hejwar Central Library at the International University, formerly known as the Global Open University, the governor urged students to embrace digital tools and online resources available in today's educational landscape. He highlighted the role of libraries in fostering intellectual curiosity, encouraging innovation and lifelong learning, lauding the Central Library as a fitting tribute to Dr. Hejwar's legacy. He called on the community to ensure that it remains a symbol of national unity and intellectual excellence.
He was a luminary whose contribution to our nation's unity and cultural awakening remained unparalleled. The establishment of this Central Library in his name is a fitting tribute to his legacy. It will serve as a center of learning and reflection.
La Ganesan expressed confidence that the library would not only benefit the students of Nagaland, but also serve as a platform for intellectual and cultural exchange both within India and internationally. At least four persons were injured in a clash between residents of neighboring villages in Meluri and Kifri districts. A preliminary police report from SP Kifri stated that the incident occurred when villagers from Laruri and Sutsu in Meluri were constructing an approach road and cutting firewood in a disputed area below Konka village close to Laruri Bridge on Tizu River. The report said individuals suspected to be from Kifri's Mimi village and its satellite villages destroyed jungle huts and opened fire, resulting in the injuries. Consequently, a platoon of NAPIR from Kifri HQ was immediately deployed at the conflict area. An EAC along with a police officer from Meluri Police has also moved to Laruri village. SP Meluri is coordinating with Puchuri Hoho to ensure safety of travelers from Kifri district to Kohima and Dimapu via Meluri district. District administration and district police are also coordinating with the Yimkyung and Puchuri Hohos to bring the situation under control. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton has appealed to the people of Meluri and Kifri to maintain peace and harmony in their areas following recent reports of violent incidents between a few villages over land disputes. Expressing deep concerns over the incident, Mr. Patton said such events not only disrupt peace but also damage the bones that hold communities together. He informed that the situation is now under control and urged all parties to remain calm and work towards restoring harmony. He emphasized that dialogue and understanding must prevail over conflict. Meanwhile, the Deputy Chief Minister visited the person injured in the incident who is undergoing treatment at NHAK this morning. Speaking to media personnel, Mr. Patton said the two district deputy commissioners of Kifri and Meluri have been assigned to investigate the incident and submit a report through the Commissioner of Nagaland to the state government.
To assign two DCs, Kifri and Meluri, to investigate and submit the report through Commissioner Nagaland to state government. So I appeal both district people to maintain peace and harmony in that area.
During the visit, Mr. Patton was accompanied by advisors S. Kusumiu and Z. Nusito Nyuthe, Home Commissioner Vyasan R., DGP Rupin Sharma and Deputy Commissioner of Meluri Mathang Tsanglao. In addition to the person being treated at NHAK, three others sustained minor injuries and were discharged from the hospital after necessary treatment. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Eid ul-Fitr is being celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety across the country today. The festival marks the culmination of the fasting month of Ramzan. The faithfuls offered Eid prayers in Eidgahs and Grand Mosque. The people are visiting their relatives and loved ones, exchanging sweets and greeting each other. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended his greetings on the occasion. In a social media post, he hoped that the festival would enhance the spirit of hope, harmony and kindness in the society. Mr. Modi also wished for joy and success in all endeavours. The Muslim community in Naglan also celebrated Eid ul-Fitr with festivities and prayers. In Dimapur, thousands of faithfuls gathered at Eidgah prayer ground near Golaghat Road to offer prayers. The Muslim community in Dipupar and Chumukedema also marked the occasion at the masjid. Muslim Council Dimapur has extended Eid Mubarak greetings to all the people of Naglan and expressed appreciation for the support whenever needed. Meanwhile, Naglan Governor Lal Ganesan also conveyed greetings to the Muslim community of the state. Wishing peace, prosperity and happiness, he encouraged everyone to embrace the occasion with love, forgiveness and generosity while spreading joy. As Ramzan ends, the governor expressed hopes that prayers are answered, hearts are filled with gratitude and bonds of unity and kindness are strengthened. Chief Minister Nipurio has extended greetings to the Konyak, Chang and Pom communities on their Aoleng, Kungdanglung and Monyu festivals. Wishing the Konyaks, Mr. Ryo hoped that the joyous celebration of Aoleng would strengthen unity and bring prosperity to all. He wished everyone a season of abundance, good fortune and success in all endeavours. On Kundanglin, which marks the preparation for a new sowing season, Mr. Ryo hoped that it would bring a bountiful harvest, renewed strength, prosperity and a year filled with good health and abundant blessings. Further, the Chief Minister expressed hope that the spring festival of Monyu would bring abundant blessings and a fruitful harvest, wished for God's blessings of good health and strengthened family bonds. In Myanmar, the death toll in last week's devastating earthquake has crossed 2,000. Myanmar's military leadership today said over 2,056 people have lost their lives in the powerful earthquake so far, while more than 3,900 people have been injured, with 270 still missing. The country has announced 7 days of national mourning. Rescue operations are underway in the country in full swing, while international relief efforts are being swiftly mobilized to address the dire needs of the affected population. India, Russia, UAE, the United Nations and others have sent specialist search and rescue teams alongside humanitarian aid. India has launched Operation Brahma to aid rescue and relief work, pitching in with tons of Russian and medicines. The External Affairs Ministry said NDRF team has begun rescue operations at the Ulathin Monastery, where around 170 monks are still stuck. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Governor Lal Ganesan underscores significance of integrating modern technology with traditional learning. Four injured in clash between villages along Meluri-Kifri border. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton appeals for peace and harmony amid land dispute violence. And Myanmar earthquake death toll crosses 2,000. Indian agencies begin rescue operations. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.